Hello, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，你好。
Glad to be here today.
很高兴又来到这里。
And today, got to share the word of God with you.
今天我再跟大家分享神的话语。
The theme for this year is hold fast and stir up.
今年的主题是持定盼望，彼此相顾。
And this is based on Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23 and 24.
这是根据希伯来书第十章二十三、二十四节。
What do we hold fast?
我们持定什么呢?
And in verse 23, this is what it tells us.
23节这样子说的。
Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
也要坚守我们所承认的指望,不致摇动,因为那应许我们的是信实的。
Our hope is what anchors us.
我们的盼望稳固着我们。
And we will be looking at the passage that Pastor Dan read earlier from Romans to find out what this hope is about.
刚才 Pastor Dan 读的经文就是让我们了解这个盼望是什么。
We all understand that we need hopes in our life.
我们都了解我们生命中需要盼望。
We all face trials and tribulations in different stages.
我们生命中常常面对考验和苦难。
It is through hope that we can deal with the difficulties and setbacks that we face regularly.
就是因为有盼望，我们才能够面对很多的艰苦，很多挫折。
And our God is a God of hope.
我们的神也是个希望之神。
And one sign of our faith is the hope that we have.
我们的信心标志之一也是我们的希望。
And in the passage that we look at today, there are two things that we need to focus on that tells us why do we need hope.
今天所读的经文里面有两个词来描述为什么我们生命中需要盼望。
And that's the word futility and corruption.
那这两个词是虚空和败坏。
What is futility?
虚空是什么呢?
Sometimes this word is translated as useless or pointless.
通常这个虚空这个词是用来指着没用或者是没有意义。
And many of us would say that that's not true for life.
但很多人会觉得其实在生命中并不完全是虚空。
There are many things that brings us satisfaction and meaning.
世界上有很多事情让我们得到满足，让我们觉得有意义。
For example, the love that we receive from our friends and family.
比如说我们感受到的亲情和友情。
This love has a lasting effect on us.
这都对我们的对我们有长远的影响。
Or what about some of us in research that make significant contribution in a field that benefits the well-being of mankind?
或者是有一些人做研究在某些领域对人类的福祉有很大的贡献。
I think we all appreciate some of the medical breakthroughs that allow us to live longer and healthier life.
我相信我们都感谢在医学上有一些突破，让我们能够活得更长，或者活得更健康。
And that is very true.
这是确实是如此。
The book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书。
A book that many believe to focus on the fertility of life.
传道书应该是重点是在生命的虚空。
Actually, has this to say.
但传道书却如此说。
It says in chapter 3, verse 12, I perceive that there is nothing better for them than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. Also, that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in all his toil. That this is God's gift to man.
传道书第三章十二到十三节是这样说，我知道世人莫强如终身喜乐行善。并且人人吃喝，在他一切劳碌中享福，这也是神的恩赐。
We receive satisfactions from things that we do in life.
我们从我们所做的事得到满足，得到满足感。
As we pursue some of these goals, both intrinsically and extrinsically, we receive satisfaction.
当我们达到这些我们生命中的目标，无论是内在或外在的目标，我们都会有满足感。
Intrinsic goals, these are goals that, that give us satisfaction when we pursue them, and it gives us something internal.
当我们达到一些 内在的目标时，这些内在的目标就是让我对我们个人有意义的。
Giving us a sense of competence or satisfaction.
也许给我们一种满足感，或者是有成就感。
That's why the book of the verses talk about to be joyful and to do good as long as they live.
所以这一节是说能够喜乐，终身喜乐。
And extrinsic goals are goals that seek something external.
那外在的目标呢，是有是我们像有一些对外的外来的意义。
It could be something financial or something that help us to receive validations from others.
也许是得到经济上的益处，或者是得到别人的肯定。
Hence the first talks about eat and drink and take pleasure in all this toil.
所以这一节是说人人吃喝，然后在这个劳碌中享乐享福。
We like to pursue things to satisfy both if possible.
当然我们尽可能能够内外的目标都能都达到。
For example, we like to have a job that gives us money to spend.
比如说我们工作上希望有得到工资。
That would be something extrinsic.
那就是外在的了。
But we also want job that gives us joy and satisfaction as we go to work every day.
但我们也希望当我们每天去工作的时候内心会有满足感，有快乐感。
Or when we go to school, because we want to learn something, that would be something that's intrinsic to give us the knowledge.
或者也许在学我们上课上学在学习上，我们希望能够得到一种满足我们的求知欲。
But we also want good grades so that it could help us to get into college later. That would be something extrinsic.
但同时我们也希望在外在上我们会得到好的成绩，这样以后可以得到好的工作。
This is the idea about the common grace of God that allows us to enjoy the life that God has given us, that every one of us can enjoy.
这就是神所赐给我们的所谓的普遍恩典，让我们能够享受他给我们的生活。
But sometimes we focus so much on these things that we think that these are all that we want to pursue.
但有时候我们太注重这种内外的内在外在的目标。就会以为我们所需要追求的就是这些。
Then we miss out on what the Word of God says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11, the first just before this.
就因为这样子，我们常会忽略第十一节，就是在这段经节之前的那一节所说的。
It says He has put eternity into man's heart.
这一节是说又将永生或者原文。做永远安置在世人心里。
Each of us has this desire for eternity from God because He is eternal.
因为神是永恒之神，他把一个对永恒的渴望放在我们的心里。
By not going back to God, no matter how hard we try, we cannot escape this reality of death that we all have to face.
如果我们不回到神的面前，我们都不能够逃脱这一个死亡这个现实。
And this death shuts down our hope for eternity.
一旦死亡来到，就抹杀了我们对永恒的一种希望。
And sometimes we forget to acknowledge that this desire for eternity can only be met by someone who is eternal.
有的时候我们并不承认。只有永恒的神能够满足我们对永恒的渴望。
We wrongly believe that the goals that we pursue in this life can meet our eternal deepest needs.
我们错误地认为，只要能够追求我们在这个世界上的目标，我们就能够得到满足。
And this pursuit become a bottomless pit that we would fall into.
但这个对世界上的目标的追求是一个无底洞，我们永远不能够满足。
What we look at in life without God is always illusory.
在我们世界上所追求的全都是虚假的。
Life therefore becomes futile.
所以生命就是虚空的。
What about the word corruption?
那败坏这个词呢？
Corruption means that we are in a constant state of decaying or perishing of the life that we see.
所谓败坏就是说一切事物都在持续的衰败恶化。
That would be a stark contrast to eternity. Everything is decaying and perishing.
这是跟永恒完全相对比的。
This picture is a picture of someone by the name of Yuko Sakamoto.
这张照片是一个叫做 Yuko Sukimoto 的照片。
She was a survivor of the earthquake in Japan in 2011.
她是2011年日本东北地区大地震的生存者。
When you look at this picture, you see that she was looking towards a certain place.
这张照片显示她正往一个方向，她的眼睛正往一个方向望着。
The place that she was looking towards was the kindergarten where her four-year-old son that she had dropped off to that morning.
她所看的方向是她那天早上，她把她四岁的儿子，送去的幼稚园。
Because of the tsunami, she heard that the school was fully submerged underwater earlier that day.
因为当那天的海啸，那个幼稚园完全被海水淹没了。
She was shocked, saddened, and she was filled with anguish.
她心里又震惊又哀伤。
In some ways, this could be a picture of any one of us at some point in our lives.
其实这个情况可以发生在我们任何人一个人的身上。
There are moments that we see something just we don't know what hit us, and we don't know how to respond to things that happen around us.
有时生命中有飞来横祸，我们都不晓得怎么应对。
We are in a state of shock.
我们有震惊。
We have a troubled spirit.
我们心灵也感觉忧虑。
And we do not know how to move forward.
我们不知道如何前进。
And we see that these few weeks, we saw the wildfire in Maui, Hawaii.
那这几个礼拜，我们看见夏威夷的大火。
Or we saw the flooding in upstate New York a few weeks ago.
或是纽约上周几周前也是有淹水。
Or even in New York City, I think some of your basement may be flooded with a flash flood about a week ago.
或者也许在纽约市，有些人的地下室也淹水了。
But we are all reminded.That our life can be changed in the twinkle of an eye.
这些都提醒我们，在一刹那之间，我们的生命都有可能改变。
Sometimes by events like these natural disasters.
有时候是因为天灾。
Sometimes by things that happen to ourselves or to the loved ones around us.
有时候是任何发生在我们自己身上，或者是我们家人的身上。
Paul is saying that if we want to find eternity in this life, our pursuit is futile.
那保罗的意思呢，就是说，若是我们想在这个生命里面找到永恒，这个是一个虚空的追求。
This is a reality that we all have to face.
这是我们必须面对的现实。
The world would like to convince us otherwise.
世界也许叫我们相信这不是真的。
I heard this from a motivational speaker.
我曾听说听过一位励志演讲者所说的话。
That's what he says. He said, I don't fix problems. I fix my thinking. Then problems fix themselves.
他说，我不需要解决处理问题，我只要处理我的想法。那这样子，所有的问题就会自动的迎刃而解。
Many of us would like to believe that that is true.
我们很多人都希望这是真的。
If we try harder, maybe by changing our thinking, we can overcome this corruption in life.
只要我们再努力一点，或者是我们改变一下自己的想法，我们就可以克服生命中的败坏。
By changing our thinking, we can make life meaningful, not futile.
只要我们把我们的想法改变，生命就会有意义，而不再虚空。
Saint Augustine told us that this is not true.
那圣奥古斯丁曾经说过一句话，让我们了解这不是真的。
He said that you have made us for yourself, Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you.
他是这样说的：主啊，你为你自己而造了我们，我们的心是如此烦躁不安，直到他在你里头找到安息。
Only our God can meet this desire for eternity.
只有我们的神能够让我们渴望，让我们对永恒的渴望得安息。
And seeing the picture of this mother help us to learn how we can handle this challenge in life.
但是这位妈妈的照片让我了解如何应付生活里面的困境。
As she looked towards the school, she was looking with hope.
当她眼睛望着这个幼稚园学校的时候，她的眼光里有盼望。
She was hoping that the rescue worker would bring her boy back.
她的盼望是，救援人员能够把她的儿子带回来。
She knew that there was nothing that she could do.
她知道自己能做的，并不能做些什么。
And it was the hope that carried her through during this difficult time.
就是有这个盼望能够帮助她走过了，经过这段困难的时间。
And in the same way that our lives, there are times that we are anchored by the hope that we have.
同样的，在我们生命里面，我们也是要有盼望来稳固我们。
Let's read these verses together.
来，我们一起来读这段经节。
Let's start with the English and then Chinese.
先读英文，再读中文。
For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope, that the creation itself will be set free from his bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For in this hope,We were saved.
因为受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因那叫他如此的。但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。我们得救是在乎盼望。
And in this case, for this mother, her hope became real.
那在这个情况下，这个妈妈的盼望就成真了。
This is the picture of the same mother with her boy a few years later after the place has been cleaned up and rebuilt.
这张照片是这对母子几年后在同一个地点，就是房子那些城市都重建了之后的照片。
The bond between the mother and the child.Carry the mother through the helplessness that she felt.
母子之间的特殊关系带着这个妈妈度过了她心里无助的这段时间。
Carried her through the pain and helplessness and hopelessness that she experienced.
带着她经过了这个艰难和好像完全没有希望的时间。
Eventually, her hope.Became a reality.
但最后他的盼望就变成真事实了。
And here, Paul used a similar analogy.
那这里呢，保罗用了一个类似的比喻。
The special bond between a mother and the child.
就是用母子之间的一种特殊关系。
To bring out how this hope helped the mother go through the pain of childbirth.
来解释。一个母亲如何用盼望借着盼望能够度过生产的疼痛。
This is what Paul says in verse 22.
保罗在第二十二节是这样说的。
For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now.
我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦直到如今。
The traditional Chinese does not have the translation of childbirth in there, but the revised translation does. So this is the revised.
有另外一个翻译，原来的翻译，中文的和合版没有翻出这个阵痛的意义，但另外现在标准版是这样子翻译的。我们知道，所有被造之物都一同呻吟，同受阵痛，直到如今。
I definitely do not know how painful childbirth is.
我是不知道生产有多痛。
But I do know that it is painful.
但我知道很痛。
And I was talking with two young couples about a couple of weeks ago.
我大两个礼拜前，我跟两对年轻夫妇聊天。
And the wife were both talking about having a child.
他们都在讨论要计划怀孕。
And they both focus on the idea that, like, I don't know how painful it would be. I'm scared of the pain.
那两个太太呢，都在那边讲说，哎呀，生产不知道有多痛，都很害怕。
And the two husbands wisely sat there and said nothing.
那这两位先生呢，很明智的就坐在旁边不出声。
But somehow, that fear never deter them from planning to have a child.
但是他们对怕这两位太太对疼痛的恐惧并没有改变他们的怀孕计划。
Why?
为什么呢？
This is the word of a mother who represents the sentiments of many mothers to be.
有一位母亲是这样子说的，我相信这个她说的这个话很有代表性。
When I give birth to my children, I endure labor pain because I believe in their fruitfulness.
当我生我孩子的时候，我忍受着产痛，因为我相信他们的结果。
I envision that with each contraction, I came closer to holding my child.
每次阵痛一来，我就可以想象到我更接近抱着我的孩子在怀里。
My hope in seeing my baby gave my pain purpose.
因为我心里有见到我孩子的盼望，所以它让我的疼痛有了目的。
I don't know if this represents the many mothers here, your mindset during the pain of childbirth.
我不知道这是不是代表了很多在场的母亲你们那时候的感觉。
No matter how painful it is, the mother would always withstand that pain.
无论是多痛，生产中的母亲都能够忍受。
Seeing the hope, enduring the pain, that's what Paul is talking about here.
眼睛看见这个盼望，能够忍受这个痛苦，这是保罗所要传达的意思。
Let's read verse 18 together.
我们一起来读第十八节。
For I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us.
我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀就不足介意了。
So what is this hope that we're talking about here?
所以这个盼望是什么样的盼望呢？
This is, we have this hope because right now we are living in a time between Christ's first coming and his second coming.
我们有这个盼望，因为我们现在所处于的是基督第一次来和要再来之间的时间。
We live in the reality of Christ's death and resurrection.
所以我们现在所处的现实是基督的死和复活这个事实。
And because of this reality, we live in the hope of his return.
因为有这个事实，所以我们的盼望是他的再来，他的再临，再次降临。
So because of that, we no longer live in futility.
就因为如此，我们不会再在虚空里面生活。
We are no longer overwhelmed by our bondage to corruption.
我们也不再被败坏辖制。
We are living in a period called already but not yet.
我们现在活着这个时段叫做是一个所谓已然而未然的时段。
This is a simple diagram helping us to understand what already and not yet means.
那这个图表这张图呢能够简单的让我们了解何谓已然何谓然。
We as believers in Christ, we are actively participating in the kingdom of God right now.
当然我们身为信徒我们都有在参与神国度的工作。
But this kingdom will not reach its full expression until sometime in the future.
但是神的国度要到未来才能够完全的呈现。
We are already in the kingdom.
我们已经在神国里了。
But we are not yet able to see its full glory.
但是我们尚未见到它的完全的荣耀。
Here, Paul helps us to understand this idea more.
这里保罗再继续帮助我们了解这个概念。
Here, Paul tells us that the Spirit is already in us.
保罗说，圣灵已经在我们的心里了。
So we already have this first fruits of the Spirit.
所以我们已经有了这个圣灵初结的果子。
We see that by living in the present is between the first and second coming of Christ.
所以我们现在是活在基督的第一次来跟第二次来之间。
And the presence of the Holy Spirit help us to see, to give us new insight, to who we are in our relationship to God and to the world around us.
因为有圣灵的同在，我们能够更了解我们跟神的关系和以及我们跟世界的关系。
The Holy Spirit helps us to have a different outlook in the life that we are in.
圣灵能够帮助我们更清楚地看见我们所处的环境。
It helps us to see that the things that we dwell in on this earth are temporary.
圣灵让我们了解我们所住的这个我们所在的这个世界是暂时的。
We can see through these things and know that if we continue to pursue them wholeheartedly, we will only see futility.
我们可以清楚地看见，如果我们继续追求世上的目标，这些一切都是虚空的。
But by having the Holy Spirit in us, that God is guiding us, living every day.
但是因为有圣灵在我们心中。我们看见神是每一步都带领我们。
When things happen around us that give us a troubled spirit, we no longer feel hopeless and helpless.
当我们四周有任何有事情发生，我们心中有忧虑的时候，我们不再觉得无助。
We experience the comfort of God.
我们有神的安慰。
And it is through the Holy Spirit also that we can understand the Word of God.
同时也是因为圣灵，我们能够了解和想起神的话语。
And it is through the Holy Spirit that gives us the strength to do what is right in the eyes of God.
也是因为圣灵，我们才有力量，做神所喜悦的事。
That is something that is already happening in us.
这在我们的生命里面，在我们的生活里面已经在发生了。
Not only that, we also have a positional change.
不单如此，我们的身份也有了改变。
Paul earlier in this book talks about our adoption as the sons.
在这一段经文之前，保罗有提到我们是被收养为神的儿子。
Let's read verse 15 together.
我们一起读第十五节。
But you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father.The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
It is because of this relational change that we are here calling each other brothers and sisters.
就是因为这个跟神的关系改变了，所以我们在这里，我们可以彼此称呼弟兄姐妹。
And we call God our Abba Father.
我们也可以称神为我们的阿爸父。
Reflecting an intimate and personal relationship with God.
这代表我们跟神有一个很亲密、很个人的关系。
So things are no longer meaningless.
所以事物，一切事物不再是虚空、无意义的。
Things are no longer futile.
不再是虚空的。
But Paul also points out that this adoption is not complete.
但保罗也指出，这个收养还没有完全，还没有完成。
That's why he says, as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies.
所以他是说，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
Our adoption as sons does not become complete until the final phase of our adoption takes place.
我们作为神儿女的收养，要到最后一个步骤才算完全达成。
The redemption of our bodies.
那就是我们身体得到救赎。
That helps us to see that the corruption, the decaying that Paul was talking about here is no longer limit us.
这让也就是说我们之前提到的世界一切事物的败坏不再会限制我们了。
Death no longer has power over us.
死亡也不再对我们有力量。
Because our body will be redeemed.
因为我们的身体将会得到救赎。
And Paul mentioned another thing that we should look forward to.
保罗还有提到另外一件事我们可以期待的。
It says the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God.
就是受造之物能够指望脱离败坏的捆绑，获得神儿女荣耀的自由。
What does this focus on?
这个重点在哪里呢？
They focus on the idea of freedom.
这个重点是自由。
Not only will we be able to live a life that is devoid of death.
不单是我们可以在没有死亡的状况下面生活。
Or free from seeing things that will always turn bad.
而且我们不会再见到四周的事物不断的败坏腐化。
We will be able to receive freedom.
我们还会有自由。
Our relationship with God will be restored back to what it was supposed to be when God first created us.
我们与神的关系将会恢复到起初他创造我们的时候那个含义。
No fertility.
没有虚空。
And no corruption.
没有败坏。
I'm a tiger. It's one of the most endangered species in the world.
东北虎是世界上最濒危的动物之一。
They are usually found in Russia.
通常它们出现在俄罗斯。
And I came upon this video, which I find it very interesting.
我最近看到一个很有意思的视频。
And it's about three tigers that have been rescued.
这是关于三只被救的老虎。
These three tigers, their mother was shot by poachers and they were left to die.
这三只老虎他们的妈妈被偷猎者射杀，所以他们只能等死。
They were frostbitten, they were in really bad shape.
他们身上又有冻伤，然后总之情况很糟糕。
And after being treated by the vets there, they were released back to the wild.
在经过兽医治疗他们之后他们被放回了野外。
And this is a video that showed that what they were like when they were released back to the wild.
那这个视频显示出他们被放回野外的时候是什么情况。你在这个老虎的身上有看到什么不同吗？
At the beginning, they were just lying there.
刚开始他们被捕捉的时候，他们只是躺在那儿。
They were lifeless.
他们完全没有生命的迹象。
But after being treated for 18 months, they were completely changed.
但是经过了18个月的治疗，他们完全转变了。
And when I look at this,I feel that our life on this earth before we know Christ is like when they were being captured.
当我看这个视频的时候，我感觉我们的生命就像这样子，在我们认识基督之前，就像这三只老虎被捕捉之前，捕捉被救之前。
But we are looking forward to that day that we are free again.
但我们现在可以期待我们被释放的那个日子。
We, in this life, we are in a place where we need to be treated.
我们在这个生命里面，现在这个生活里面，我们需要被医治，被治疗。
But when we are released back to where we are supposed to be, we will be free.
但是当我们被释放到我们本来就应该在的地方，我们就有自由了。
Do you see the beauty of this freedom?
你们能够看到这个自由的有多美吗？
Revelation chapter 21 verse 4 tells us what this freedom is like.
启示录二十一章第四节告诉我们这个自由是什么样子。
He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
I don't know where you are at right now.
我不知道你们现在的处境是如何。
But we may have difficulties that we are facing that we feel kind of hopeless.
也许我们都正在经历一些困苦，一些困难。
That we find ourselves helpless.
我们感觉无助。
But I want you to know that God has promised us.
但是我们要记得，神有答应我们。
This is the hope that we are to have.As we go through the trials and tribulations in life,
就是当我们在生命中碰到考验、碰到困苦的时候，我们要有这样子的盼望。
Pastor Dan led us to sing the song, "This is my Father's world."
Pastor Dan 刚才带我们领诗带我们唱了一首歌，这是天父世界。
This is our Father's world.
这是天父的世界，属于天父的世界。
That's why we can sing the second song. It is well with my soul.
就是因为第一首歌说我们是天，这是天父的世界，我们才可以唱第二首歌，就是我们的魂可以无恐。
Because this is my Father's world, that's why my soul is well.
因为这个世界是属于天父的，所以我们的灵魂可以不需要有恐惧。
During the Second World War, there's one day.That was most famous in history. It's called D-Day.
在第二次世界大战有一个很重要一个日子叫做 D-Day, 就是诺曼底登陆那日。
On that day, a beachhead was established after the landing by the armies in Normandy.
就在那一天，盟军登陆了诺曼底，然后抢到了滩头。
It was on that day that both sides realized that the outcome of the war had been decided.
就在那天之后，战争的双方都明白，其实战争的结果已经决定了。
From that day on, because of what happened, the allies, the leaders there, made their plans differently.
从那天之后，盟军将军他们所做的计划就跟之前不同了。
Instead of fighting the war with uncertainty, from that day on, they fought because they knew that they need to take back Europe.
他们从那天之后，他们不再没有用一种没有把握的心态来战争，而是他们要计划着去夺回欧洲。
There were still battles to fight and casualties to suffer.
当然，仍有战役要打，还有很多伤亡，还是很惨重。
But the Allies knew that victory was coming.
但是盟军知道胜利即将来到。
They make decisions after decisions to make them closer to the victory.
他们做出一个的决定，让他们能够更接近胜利。
That is a good description of our life now.
这是一个对我们现在处境一个很好的描述。
We are to live our life no longer as people that have no hope.
我们不再是以没有希望的人的身份来生活。
No longer dwell in the chaos and hopelessness around us.
不再注重于世界上的混乱和绝望。
Just like on D-Day.
就像诺曼底登陆日那一样。
The death and resurrection of Christ has turned the tide.
基督的在十字架上所做的十字上架的死亡和复活，后来的复活已经扭转了局势。
And today, as we prepare our hearts for communion,
那当我们准备我们的心来参加擘饼聚会呢的时候
We are thankful for what has already taken place.
我们一方面要感恩我们得救已然的部分。
The death and resurrection of Christ.
基督的死和复活。
But we look forward to the hope that this tells us.
但我们也期待这个盼望。
I would like to end with the hope of Corrie ten Boom.
我想以 Corrie ten Boom 就是彭柯利的话作为结尾。
She wrote the book The Hiding Place.
她是一本这本书《密室》的作者。
She described the trials that she and her family faced when they were sent to the Nazi concentration camp because they had risked their lives to help many Jews to escape from the Nazis.
她在书中描述，因为在第二次世界大战期间，他们家冒着生命的危险救了很多犹太人，所以他们被送到集中营。
She was there with her sister, and her sister actually ended up dying in the camp.
她跟她姐姐一起被送到集中营，而且她姐姐也在集中营里面去世了。
And this was what she said.
她是这那彭柯利是这样说的。
If you look at the world, you'll be distressed. If you look within.You'll be depressed. If you look at God, you'll be at rest.
你要是看着世界，你会充满焦虑；你要是看着内心，你会觉得沮丧；你要是看着上帝，你会得享安息。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord,
亲爱的天父
，As we humbly come before you today.
我们谦卑地来到你面前。
We acknowledge that there are many things that happen around us that make us feel helpless and hopeless.
我们承认世上发生很多事情，常常让我们感觉绝望或者是无助。
But we still come here with a thankful heart.
但我们仍以感恩的心情来到你的面前。
Because we know the work that you have done on the cross.
因为我们知道你在十字架上所成就的。
And because the hope that we have in you.
而且也因为我们在你在你身上我们得到了盼望。
We give thanks.
我们感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.